In a small state like this, where over a dozen candidates were still running for president as of just a few weeks ago, where do you hang the help wanted sign for the many bodies you need to help in your bid for the White House? Well, next door, of course, in Massachusetts, where we regularly produce presidential candidates and also campaign volunteers.
Hey, how are you?
All right, I just got here. I was
going to the car.
Yeah, I took the car.
From Cambridge, Maura Penzack and a busload of volunteers, plus one car, rolled up to a Hillary Clinton field office in Hampton, New Hampshire. Since August, Penzack has been making phone calls asking neighbors to drive the hour north to help out. She has 60 regulars. The day we met her, 30 came along.
So when you call for people to come up, ready, willing, and able, or do you have to talk them into it?
Ready, willing, and able. Like, sign me up. I'm really excited. We know that Cambridge to Hampton equals Hillary to the White House. So we're there.
These are just regular folks, but plenty of notables have come to New Hampshire as well. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is also with Hillary Clinton, as is the Massachusetts congressional delegation. We ran into Congressman Mike Capuano, campaigning for Clinton on the New Hampshire seacoast.
She's pretty close to me philosophically. I also made an assessment, in my opinion, who has the best likelihood of winning not just a primary. What's important is winning a final. And I think that Hillary has the best chance of doing that and being the most effective president we can put on the scene right now.
In Manchester, we met a guy from Central Mass who would not agree. He's 64 years old, had a big rust-colored mustache, and was wearing a Feel the Burn t-shirt for Bernie Sanders.
William Kilmer, K-I-L-M-E-R.
From?
Wet, Wild, Wonderful, Worcester, the Paris of the 90s.
So tell us what you're doing here.
Okay, I'm here to spend a couple of hours knocking on doors for Bernie to turn out the vote. That's what I do. I've been coming up every weekend for the last month to do canvassing. I have been in Manchester once before. I was in Keene once. I was in Milford once.
When he was explaining to us just how motivated he is to help Sanders, Kilmer actually got a bit emotional and teared up. On the Republican side, the nation's most popular governor, Charlie Baker, has endorsed Governor Chris Christie, praising Christie for being able to work across the aisle with Democrats in New Jersey. Baker joined Christie for one campaign appearance in Bedford, New Hampshire. In New Hampshire, a lot more, was 18-year-old Elizabeth Fournier from Seekonk. She has a job on weekends, so every Monday through Friday for weeks now, she's been staying at Camp Cruz, a dormitory setting for Ted Cruz volunteers.
I've been back and forth ever since they started with the dorms for the last 5 weeks. I really love it. I'm willing to give of my time and do whatever I can to help make Ted Cruz the next president of the United States.
Considering Massachusetts has three times more registered Democrats than Republicans, it's not surprising we met more Blues volunteering in New Hampshire than Reds. That includes 60 students from Harvard, called the Harvard College Democrats. This was not a group supporting one single candidate. In fact, they were pretty evenly split between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. Yet they rode a bus together to Nashua. Their leader was Harvard College Democrats campaign director Gabe Hodgkin.
This is about you guys, and this is about the people you're talking to today. It's not about electing a specific person. The only way to make change is through conversations and through organizing and mobilizing people. So let's knock some doors.
In Massachusetts, we proudly say politics. It's our sport. But sometimes it's just about democracy, which every 4 years we get to help practice on the national scale next door in New Hampshire.